Meditation 4.5. Meditation on Karma. Let us begin our meditation. Sit comfortably and relax your body and mind. Let go of thoughts of the past and future, other places and people. Resolve to keep your mind focused in the present, on your meditation. Motivation. Generate a positive motivation for doing the meditation, such as wanting to have a better understanding of karma, so that you can avoid doing actions that bring problems to yourself and others, and can be more beneficial, both to yourself and others. There are four aspects, or general principles, of karma. If you have time, meditate on all four in one session, or if time is short, take one every day over 4 days. All four are together here. As you reflect on each principle, bring to mind examples from your own life or stories you have heard to enrich your understanding. Do your best to reach a constructive conclusion, as explained at the end of every point. Principle 1. Karma is definite. This means that there is a definite relationship between the actions we do and the experiences we have. In that negative actions bring problems, not happiness, and positive actions bring happiness, not suffering. It can never be otherwise. It is similar to what happens in nature. If we plant pumpkin seeds, we get pumpkins, not chili. And if we plant chili seeds, we get chilies, not pumpkins. How do we know which actions are negative and which are positive? In the first two verses of the Dhammapada, it is next, the Buddha explained that it depends on our state of mind, or motivation. Mind is the forerunner of all states. All deeds are led by mind, created by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows. Like the wheel that follows the hoof of an ox pulling a cart. Mind is the forerunner of all states. All deeds are led by mind, created by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows. As surely as my shadow. In other words, Negative actions are those motivated by impure minds such as anger, attachment, jealousy, and ignorance. And positive actions are those motivated by pure minds such as compassion, love, non-attachment, and wisdom. The Buddha also explained 10 actions that are negative by nature and lead to suffering. Killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, which includes infidelity and abusive sexual behavior, lying, divisive speech, hurtful words, idle talk, covetousness, harmful intent, and incorrect views, such as rejecting karma or the existence of enlightenment. There is a corresponding list of 10 positive actions, which involve making the conscious effort to refrain from the 10 negative ones with the recognition that they lead to suffering. That is, consciously refraining from killing, stealing, etc. Other examples of positive actions are helping those who are sick, poor, depressed or grieving, being generous, ethical, and patient, and doing spiritual practices with a pure motivation. Think back over your life and see if you can recall having done any of the 10 negative actions. And try to recognize that although these actions may have brought you some short-term benefit, in the long run they will bring problems. Bring to mind instances of positive actions you have done, and be glad about these, understanding that they are the cause of happiness for yourself and others. Try to feel, if I do negative actions such as killing or saying hurtful words to others, I plant seeds that will bring me the bitter fruit of bad experiences and suffering. But if I do positive actions such as protecting life and being truthful, I plant seeds that will bring me the sweet fruit of good experiences and happiness. Therefore, I should try my best to avoid doing negative actions and create as many positive actions as possible. Principle 2. Karma increases. It grows. This means that if we do a negative action, even a minor one, and do not apply any opponent force, such as purification practice, the karma increases, it grows, continuously and will bring many unpleasant results. On the positive side, one small positive action, if not opposed by a negative one, will bring many positive results. It is similar to what we can observe in nature. If we plant one tiny apple seed, eventually we will have a huge tree bearing many flowers and fruits every year. And if we let weeds grow unchecked in our garden, pretty soon they will take over. The Buddha explained this principle in the Dhammapada. Even a tiny evil deed can cause great ruin and trouble. In the world that lies beyond, like poison that has entered the body. Even small meritorious acts bring happiness to future lives. Accomplishing a great purpose, like seeds becoming bounteous crops. In general, there are four results of any action we do. The fully ripened result. The result similar to the cause in terms of experience. The result similar to the cause in terms of action. The environmental result. To illustrate these, take the negative action of killing. The fully ripened result of killing is a bad rebirth in an unfortunate situation, with continuous problems and suffering. The results similar to the cause in terms of experience are unpleasant experiences that would occur in later, human lives, such as having a short life. For example, you might be killed or die of illness at a young age. Many health problems and constant failure. The result similar to the cause in terms of action is having the instinctive tendency to kill. This is the worst result because it leads to continually creating the same karma again and again. And so we experience the same results again and again. We can see this result even in our present life. The more we do a certain action, the easier it becomes to do it again. And soon it becomes habitual and even automatic. The environmental result of killing is being born or living in a violent, war-torn or unhealthy environment. Conversely, if we refrain from killing, we will experience the opposite results. Rebirth in good conditions. Having good health and a long life. Success in our activities and endeavors. Living in peaceful, healthy environments. And having the natural tendency to cherish and protect the lives of others. Contemplate these points and see if you can come to the conclusion that it is important to refrain from even small negative actions like telling little white lies. And not to overlook opportunities to do even small positive actions. Like giving 10 cents to a homeless person or breadcrumbs to some birds. And random acts of kindness. Principle 3. If we do not do an action, we will not experience its result. This means that if we don't do negative actions, we will not have bad experiences in the future. This principle explains why it is that some are killed or injured in a car accident while others walk away without a scratch. Or why some fail in starting a business even though they have an MBA. While others are successful even though they never set foot in a business school. On the other hand, if we do not do any positive actions, we will not experience any good results in the future. Wishing to be happy and successful but not creating the right causes would be like wishing for flowers or vegetables to grow in our garden but not doing the work of planting seeds. Watering the small shoots, removing weeds, etc. This principle can also be understood in terms of our present experiences. Any time we experience a problem or any unhappy state of mind, this is necessarily due to negative karma we created in the past. If we can understand and accept this, we will stop feeling like a victim and blaming others when problems happen to us. All the good experiences in our life, being born human, enjoying good health, having enough food to eat, people being kind to us, etc., are results of positive karma we created in the past. It's wise to feel joyful about this and aspire to continue doing the same in this life. By contemplating this point, realize that if you wish for happiness and good experiences in the future, you must do positive actions. And if you wish to avoid problems and unhappiness, you must avoid doing negative actions. Principle 4. Karma is never lost. When we do an action, physical, verbal or mental, an imprint, like a seed, is planted in our mind. unless we do something to counteract that karmic seed. It will remain in the mind, even for many lifetimes, until we encounter the right causes and conditions for it to ripen in the form of experiences, good or bad. The Buddha said in the Dhammapada, if you have done something wrong, or are involved in wrong, and run away hoping to hide the fact, it is no use, there is no escape. There exists no place at all. But what you have done will follow you in the oceans, through the skies, or far off in mountain caves. Whether it was good or bad, the power of any action, once performed, is never lost. The results arise accordingly. How can karmic seeds be counteracted? We can clear away negative karma by doing a purification practice using the four opponent powers. See Meditation 6 and Rajrasattva Purification Meditation. Feeling regret. Relying on helpful objects of refuge such as the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Doing positive actions to balance things out. And resolving to not do the action again. It is recommended that we do a purification practice every day, before going to sleep, to purify whatever negative actions we did during the day. But we can also purify negative karma created days, months or years ago, in our childhood or even in past lives. It's never too late. Good karmic seeds can be lost by getting angry or generating incorrect views, such as rejecting karma or the possibility of attaining enlightenment. So it is wise to guard our mind from such attitudes, because it is difficult to completely avoid them, especially anger. We can protect the positive karma we have created by dedicating it to a beneficial goal, especially to the enlightenment of all beings. Conclude your contemplation of this principle by resolving to clear up past and present negative karma by doing purification practice, and to protect the good karma you create by dedicating it to the enlightenment of all beings. When first contemplating karma, we may feel a sense of heaviness and even fear, similar to the way we would feel if our doctor told us we have a serious illness. but just as there are methods for dealing with illness. Medicine, treatments, dietary and lifestyle changes, and working on our mind to learn to accept it. There are methods for working on karma. Remember, it is not like fate. Fixed and unchangeable. So it can be changed. There is no negative karma that cannot be purified. Angulimala, who lived at the time of the Buddha, killed 999 people, but was able to clear up that karma and attain nirvana. And the great Tibetan saint and poet Milarepa was responsible for the deaths of 35 people and many animals, but was able to purify that karma and attain enlightenment in that very lifetime. So whatever we have done in this or past lives can definitely be repaired and cleared out of the way of our spiritual progress. Dedication. End the session with this optimistic thought and dedicate the positive energy of your meditation to all beings. May you and everyone else become free from suffering and its causes, karma and delusions, and attain enlightenment as soon as possible.